a merch table for the artists. You'll have a movie playing on a TV in the back for anyone who needs a break from whatever's going on stage. And I'm sure that there are other things that I'm missing. You also have videographers, concert photographers, lots of people documenting, and then you got the audience enjoying. Are there any other artists and creatives in the scene that I've missed? Any other contributors?
I think you covered all of them, yeah. I think you covered all of them.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no, it's just nice. It's kind of a, I think ecosystem would be the right word.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think. I guess the artist would be on the top of the food chain, and I don't want to think about who's the prey. It's probably the audience. But speaking of the audience, how, not to make it sound predatory at all, because it really isn't, and it doesn't feel like it either, but how do you advertise your shows, and how do you attract people to your events?
It's mostly word of mouth. Like we threw our first show, and word got out amongst a few social circles. Mostly at Berkeley at first, but as we progressed on, more and more people figured out what was going on. And now we have a huge following, I'd say, from Northeastern students to our biggest ones are BC, BU, Northeastern, the Fenway colleges, and MIT, and not really Harvard, but yeah. MIT.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like Harvard definitely has their own ecosystems. Don't know what goes on there. Yeah. And Tufts is just far.
Yeah, Tufts is definitely very far. But we do have some Tufts people show up lot.
Yeah. And especially with the Green Line extension now, that, probably makes it a little bit easier. It's still, probably a 45-minute trip.
Yeah.
But what can you do? But for those who have tuned in the middle of this, my name is Mellow Max. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am joined by Ethan from Wonderland, a basement venue in Alston, and we're sort of getting that inside scoop of the DIY scene. And I think that we're going to listen to another song or two. And in the meantime, if anyone listening would like to join in on the conversation, you can do so online on a DJ chat at wmfo.org/DJ-chat, or you can call in at 855-915-9636. Coming up next, the one group in the rest of the playlist who is not a local band. This is National Park Service, hailing from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Come back.
Classic. All right, that end was that song to end that set of three was The Modern Faces with Krakatoa. Before that was Bike Thrasher with Vice Versa, and before that was Dizzy by National Park Service. And so those are all bands that you've had the pleasure of having at your venue. Anything you'd like to say about their shows? Any memorable occurrences?
I think I already talked about National Park Service a little bit, but yeah Nine Piece from Minnesota, and they were just a joy to work with. It was a little intimidating doing sound for them. Two backup singers, one lead, one rhythm, one saxophone, one violin, bass, keyboard, drums. I'm not sure if that's nine, but it was a lot, but they were so cool. Modern Faces, probably the best energy at any show we've ever had multiple times. They always do their give it their all, and they're so much fun to watch live. Bike Thrasher as well, super nice guys, super appreciative of them, and just love working with them and talking with them. They're super cool, super talented dudes.
And it really shows. And one really nice thing about all of these basement venues is that you're sort of, a lot of bands need to have like a video of them performing at a venue in order to get in the door at any other venue to show like, oh yeah, we can bring a crowd and we can get them going, from what I've heard at least. And you don't necessarily need that much exposure to get into the basement scene. It sounds like there's a lower bar, and it's a great way to help these musicians move up the ladder.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on the venue. Mm-hmm. Some venues do only go for and this is talking about basement venues, they go for the big draws. And it can be, as someone who's tried to book a tour, a DIY tour before, it is soul crushing. It is not easy to get a band in a basement that the basement doesn't already know, or they're not playing what someone the band already knows. So when we book, we do our best to maybe have one or two like well-known names, and then book two lesser knowns, just to give them their a chance to play, because playing a live show is so much fun, and everyone deserves to play it. Everyone who wants to play a live show deserves it. So we do our best to make sure that they get that chance.
Yeah. And also, I mean, for some bands, getting to play a space like that, I mean, they might, and you do a very professional job with the sound and with the staging and with the setting, mm-hmm. Especially for a DIY venue. There's a lot of, audio equipment's not cheap. How do you do it? How do you reinvest in your venue?
I mean, just like personal investments, really. Yeah, we usually just front the money ourselves, and it's worth it for us in the end, because we pool our money together, get some good stuff, and it'll last for however long we need. I remember our first PA system was including the mixer and two big speakers and a bunch of cables, was $750 on Facebook Marketplace. Granted, they did blow up a few months later, but they did their job, and we've been cruising with the same stuff for a while now without having to break the bank. So just a lot of personal investment and faith in the scene and in what we're doing. And so, it doesn't feel like wasted money.
Oh no, I definitely wouldn't call it that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's definitely, and you're really making some memories for everyone, the artists, the people going to the band,
for sure.
Going to see the band. Do you remember your first basement show? Not the first one you hosted, but the first one that you went to.
I think my first one was in Amherst. I think it was a Halloween show. I'm trying to remember who was playing. I know Rust Bucket was playing.
Mm.
Rust Bucket from Amherst. I'm not sure if they're still a thing anymore, but they were playing. And it was just in like a student like dormitory basement, and it was so like the vibe was so cool, and man, I just wanted to go to more of them because, you know, I grew up watching music videos like 1979, Smashing Pumpkins, or like Check Yes Juliet, We the Kings, and in those music videos, like, there's always like a scene of like a house party, and they're like, you know, they're there and everyone's having a great time, and I'm like, yeah, that's where I want to be. And finally being there after like what, 20, 21, 22 years was like, okay, so this is what I have to do now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You figured out what you wanted to do and you just had to find out how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is there anything that you, if you could change anything, what would you change about the scene, the venue, the setup?
Just change about the scene in general?
I guess probably less heat from the police. But
yeah, I mean, that's just less nicer neighbors, less regulations, and just an understanding that we're young, we're, you know, our generation, and is not in the best spot right now. Things are tough, and, you know, we deserve to have fun and live our lives and not, you know, go home and, you know, sit on our couch and wait for the next day in silence, because that's not fun for anyone. There are things in the scene that I would change, I guess. Maybe that's a loaded question, actually. Yeah. I'm not sure I can commit to an answer.
that's
besides
fine.
The one I've already given, but yeah, I'll just say that.
Sure, for sure. And I guess, you know, kind of going off of a similar direction, I think that this has been touched on, but if you wanted to do like a one sentence, why do you do it?
Because it's fun and I love it.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So for anyone who has been to one of your shows, they might have noticed that there was a TV running in the back. Or is it a projector projecting on the wall?
It's a projector, yeah.
Yeah. Who chooses the movies?
The projector is one of our housemates, and they usually choose the movies, or sometimes I do, depending on if they're there or not. Usually it's like a bunch of old-timey, like, you know, classic horror, like Revenge of the Swamp Man, like 1964 or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or like, you know, when in doubt, just throwing on some French New Wave that no one wants to watch, but looks cool in the background, always works. Yeah.
I think one time I was there, it was Mean Girls, and that one kind of threw me.
Yeah, Mean Girls, Donnie Darko, also classics.
Ooh, yeah.
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 I think I played Donnie Darko like 3 times in that basement.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite movies. Do you have any favorite movies?
Lord of the Rings. I'm mm-hmm. a huge Lord of the Rings dude. Like, those movies, that's like, those movies are like responsible for half of my personality today, you know. Like, they got me into fantasy. I'm a dungeon master. I play D&D a lot. I've got my whole homebrew world and stuff, and I commit a lot more time than I probably should to it, but it's just so cool to do, and it's such a fun creative outlet for me. Yeah.
What else do you like to do for fun?
I mean, D&D, music, and then school. I don't like to do school for fun. That's really all I have time to do for fun. But yeah, just music and D&D, and just, you know, hanging with my cats. That's mm-hmm. cool too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. What are your cats' names?
One is Suni. It's a D&D god of love and beauty. And then the other one is Umberly, who is the god of the sea. They're actually rescues from the Virgin Islands, so
I figured
it was appropriate.
That's a long trip for them to make. How'd that happen?
There's actually a rescue out in Wellesley that specializes in taking cats from the Virgin Islands to Massachusetts, where they're fostered, and then, you know, adopted. And we just found them, and I was like, yeah, welcome to the house, and they've been a joy ever since, for the most part.
How do they handle the noise in the basement?
I live on the third floor, so the noise is basically pretty minimal. So they just sleep right through it. They don't really notice.
That's great. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. How about we get another song going?
Cool.
This next one is a band that I found, and unfortunately I couldn't make it to their show at Wonderland, but they're a really fun band, really fun name too, which is referencing the Big Les show on YouTube, which is just a fantastic piece of media. Coming up next is Three Mandarines. All right, that was just Three Mandarines with Fruitman 4 recorded live at Dud's Dungeon, which is another DIY. Are they a venue too? Do you know? Or are they just a DIY studio?
They're a DIY studio, I think. Yeah. In like somewhere in, not in Boston, somewhere like Southern Mass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was reading about them a little bit earlier. But that made me think, do you guys also do any recordings at Wonderland?
We did. We did one live session with Goodway Studios, who recorded everything from our mixing board. They also recorded it visually, so with video cameras, and they just did an amazing job. It sounds fantastic. Like, I mean, and they did it for free too, and we're so appreciative for that. It's like, I don't know how much that costs in their industry, but I mean, it's professional work, that's for sure. Yeah, and all of their stuff is watchable on their YouTube channel, which is just Goodway Studios on YouTube. So please give them a follow.
Yes, excellent. I was about to ask where they can be found. And I know that I've also seen some videography done. Are there any videographers in the local area who you have as regulars?
So we don't usually reach out to videographers. The bands usually do it ahead of time for their own sets, and then they just kind of show up. But yeah, there are definitely some some regulars. One of them, I believe, it's Evil Eye Productions. Yeah.
Do you issue press passes?
No, we don't.
Do they just show up with a camera like, hey, I'm on the list?
Honestly, half the time, like, we don't even notice that they're there until we see the videos the next day. And they're like, oh, these are so cool.
Cool.
But yeah, I can't name off a lot off the top of my head, but there's a lot out there, and they deserve all the attention that they can get.
For sure.
They are super talented.
And Dud's Dungeon is out in Weymouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they do a really good job. They've got a bunch of other releases with a bunch of different bands, which is super cool. Mm-hmm. Love to see it. And if you are listening and you are in a band, please reach out to me. I'd love to have you on, just to, you know, plug myself. I'd love to have you on the show sometime. You can reach out to me via email at max@wmfo.org. It's probably the easiest one. Or on Instagram at Max Silverhammer. Take the E off the end of hammer. So it's a hammer. And yeah, so Three Mandarines, very fun. Bummed I missed that show. I'd like to see them the next time that they're playing. They've been on my list, and I accidentally played the beginning of another song when mm-hmm. I started that, which is by Guillaume, who was one of the first that you've had at one of your shows, right?
Yes, and a very, very good friend of mine. Yeah.
Great.
I've subbed in for bass for two of his performances, one of which was recorded by Goodway Studios, which will be available soon-ish. But cool. Yeah, super talented guy, so cool, so sweet. He's down in New York City right now, also in grad school. But yeah, just really great stuff coming from him, and I wish him all the best in his future musical endeavors. And he should also get up to Boston soon, because I know he's listening.
Well, Guillaume, hi, and let's listen to that tune that you wrote. That tune.
Position is going on, you've done the mission, you found your song. I'm no musician, but I'll sing along to your ignition of the fiery throne. Your metaphors always drove me wild, so tell me yours and I'll tell you mine. Not keeping score, but you're ahead by miles. Let me be yours and I'll keep your time. Play me that tune.
Oh, you know I risk it with ease. You watch your tongue, yeah. Sing along a song on my sleeve. You know I'm dancing alone. I guess I'm right on my
play
own.
Me that tune.
That was just That Tune by Guillaume, Julian Mendoza, and Nick V. And I think that pretty much is going to bring us towards the end of our interview. I had a couple more questions for you. The first one was, what's coming up next? If there's anything that you can share.
I can't share much, but we're working on it. We are, yeah. Think many things are in the works. Be excited. I'm excited personally, but yeah, a lot of good stuff coming Boston's way from us. Hopefully sooner than you think. It's yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's great. Are there any groups that you're is there anyone booked? Is there anyone who you'd like to book?
I can say that all I can really say is that you should keep the bands Photo Shoot and Modern Faces in your hearts, because you may be seeing them sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the little spoiler. And to wrap things up, how has running a basement venue changed your life? Has it?
For sure. So much. I grew up super shy. I mean, I still am, like, super quiet. Like, didn't really have many friends growing up, in middle school. or and high school was rough for me because, you know, I made a bunch of really close friends in high school, like freshman year in Connecticut, and then I had to move and I lost all of that when I moved up to Mass, and it was a tough reset for me. And, you know, but going to college was definitely, you know, it opened my eyes a bit. But just from working in this scene and being a part of it for so long, it's only been like a year and a half or so, but it still feels like so long because so much has happened. And sorry, where was I going with this? I mean, I got my undergrad in psychology. I'm pursuing a master's in social work right now, but when I think about it, like, I probably wouldn't be doing that if I was a part of this scene earlier, because I realized that, like, you know, I would be happy just, you know, working at Costco from 9 to 5 and then hanging out with my friends after work, or just like, and then just like doing these shows and stuff on the weekends. I feel like there's so much pressure to, like, you know what you want, know what you're doing, and like lining up like a good job for yourself. And it's just, you know, hammered into our minds when we're young, to, you know, figure things out ASAP, like no matter what. And and being in the DIY scene has just opened so many doors and shown me so many avenues where I can, like, truly be myself. Like, I might graduate with this master's degree and never touch social work again, which is like a real possibility. Even though I love what I do, but just the DIY scene is so, and music in general is so important to me, and everyone in it is so important to me. And I just want to make something that people can enjoy and experience. And, you know, I've had so many people at our shows be like, you know, this is crazy, like, I've never knew stuff like this was even possible, like, and I didn't either before I got into it. So being that avenue for people to discover new music, new musicians, new experiences, has just been so cool. And it's, I won't say it's easy to do, but, like, anyone can do it. Anyone can, if you have the drive and the experience, no experience needed, actually. If you have the drive, you can do it. I moved to Boston with nothing but a house with a basement in it and a few bands, and we're like, all right, let's roll, let's do it. And then we did it. September 9th was our first show, and we had like a show every weekend for almost like a year straight. And we met so many people from so many different states, cities, towns. We had a band from Finland come once, actually, which was crazy.
What band was that?
I don't think I can say their name on air.
Okay.
Cool. But yeah, they were a thrash heavy metal band from Finland. Awesome. But yeah, just if you have the drive and the time, you can do it. You can make a space where people feel safe, where people feel like they can have a good time and not feel, you know, just like escape from the world for maybe a few precious hours.
I think that's really beautiful. Thank you so much for coming in and giving this inside glimpse into both the DIY basement scene and also into your life. It's been a real pleasure having you on.
Thank you so much for having me.
And with that, let's listen to a couple more bands that you've had the pleasure of hosting in your basement.
Sounds good.
His cool. takes to be a man. I cry, I sing, I take my stand. Sometimes it's right to be alone. Miss calls, but to call back when you're home. Working up to be a corporate clown. Learn to smile through my teeth. My body moves, but in my heart I never live for his.
Here's some more numbers to think about. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States, while 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Behind me right now is Dowsing Rod with Caterpillar. Before this, we heard Latchkey Kids with Jack's Song, Milou with Groovy Aha, a new song, and before that was Chico Romano and Professor Caveman with Who Said. And we're gonna wrap things up with a song by Nico Daglio. Thank you for tuning in. I'll be back hopefully next week in the same slot, and I'll be doing an all vinyl radio show with all the music that I've been wanting to play on vinyl for you guys for a while now. It's been a while since the last one, but I'm really looking forward to it. The new schedule does come out at the end of the week, so hopefully I'll be back 7 to 9 p.m. on Wednesdays. And if not, keep your eye on the schedule on WMFO.org.
My favorite clothes are stolen, and my socks all have holes in the bottom. long enough for me to realize that these kinds of things, they tend to make more sense from farther away. So